You'll think about her. You'll think about her all the way. What you missed. When you get into bed with your wife tonight, you won't be able to help yourself. And what you could have done to her. What we both could. If you hadn't been so squeamish.
Is this something you do a lot?
We do it when we do it, don't we, ladyship? And when we don't, we do something else.
It was raining when Adam left the house. There was no prospect of a taxi, so he walked across Regent's Park, relishing the rain on his head as if he could be purged by enduring it. It was almost a disappointment when, as he came into Baker Street, a cab came along with its light on.
You?
Very little, very slowly. Your hair looks nice.
Told you I was having it done.
And I'm telling you, it looks nice.
I wasn't sure what you wanted to do.
About what?
Dinner. You said something about going out, possibly.
Did I? Chinese, what do you think? There's always that place in Hollywood Lode.
And Donna Shepherd's Pie.
Which I would much prefer. I'm sorry if I'm later than you expected. Rachel's in, I gather. Is she going to eat with us?
She's got someone upstairs.
Master Blotky again.
No, French this time, from the Lycée. I think his name is Jean-Yves. They have this exchange arrangement.
I have no doubt.
The schools. You seem not quite as usual. Who have you been with? Because you haven't quite got rid of them, have you?
I went to a boring private view and saw absolutely no one I know, which left me feeling diminished. What about you? Did you see anybody?
I never see anybody.
People see you, though, and a very pleasant sight it is, too.
You sound pissed.
Pissed? Do I? As in drunk, because...
As in displeased, out of humour.
Oh, pissed. I'm not, at all. Except that I'm home later than I wanted, and I'm wet. And now I've made you feel... How do you feel?
Hungry.
I've made you feel hungry.
Something's odd.
Huh?
You didn't kiss me, is what? Doesn't matter, but I realise now.
No, you're right. And it doesn't matter. I'd really like to take you to bed. Now.
Alsace. You've been drinking Alsace.
What a skillful wine taster you are. Can you give it a year? And a bottler, perhaps. I told you, went to a private view.
Unusual wine for a private view.
I do love you, Bar. I also love your shepherd's pie. Do you mind what they're doing up there, Rachel and them?
Jean-Yves.
Oh.
I don't know what they're doing. No. I don't mind. Do you?
As long as it's what she wants.
I don't think anything much will happen unless Rachel wants it to.
I used to know how often we'd made love. Precisely. I lost count after 31. See, you don't look any different.
Yes, I
do. Yes, you do. You look better, more hidden. Caché, Jean-Yves would say. Rachel would probably say it too by now.
You are worried about what they're doing.
I meant it about going away somewhere, you and me.
You always do mean it, but we still don't go.
Venice. Hmm? How about Venice?
As you have so often said before.
Well, what would you like?
Venice would be lovely.
I know you too well, don't I?
In other words, I always do what you expect and you wish I wouldn't. And if I didn't, do you think you'd like that?
What were you doing at Claridge's?
I thought something was disturbing you. What are you hoping?
I wasn't hoping anything.
Suppose I was.
Hmm?
Seeing somebody.
Who was it?
Have you been spying on me for long?
I was coming out of South Milton Street, and there you were, fresh from the hairdresser, presumably, and I was admiring you as you walked along, like a stranger.